he's not staying here.
Hey, hello?
I wanted to get into Bill.
He works on Saturday.
I'll call the conference committee to order. We had a forum of both sides a minute ago.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, what the Senate understood from the communication on the part of the House yesterday was that at some point in this conference committee, there was misinformation communicated to the Senate about the housing needs on the part of the House. And so we went last night and figured out how to solve those problems, and we'd like to just present a little sheet to show that and see if we can't get that resolved so we can get the mental health article to the revisor's office. We could have that sheet handed out, please.
Senator Berglund, do you want to go through this sheet?
Yes. The first line is the governor's long-term homelessness amount that was in the governor's budget presented to us. As you can see, the House hasn't funded that at the governor's level, and we think we need to do that because I think otherwise it will be viewed as stealing his money for our priorities. So we have funded that at the governor's level. Then we have funded the transitional housing at the amount that we agreed on. We have funded the emergency services at the amount you wished. We have funded the long-term homelessness, and we have funded it at the amount that you said you needed. And so, and then that total is added up to $8,414,000. Then we have the mental health housing with services that was in the governor's budget. Again, we think we need to fund that at the governor's level. We don't want to appear to be stealing that money either for additional priorities that the legislature might have for funding additional housing programs. We believe we have the money to do this on each side, and so we'd like to adopt it today.
Want to move that?
So I would move adoption of the sheet handed out Senate offer March 5th, 2007, 10:30 a.m. to be placed into the tracking sheet.
Any discussion? Representative Clark.
Sure, I think this is fine. I just would note that I guess how we describe the term long-term homelessness is kind of important, and I'm thinking when it says governor long-term homeless, I don't know if we need governor on there. Is that important to you, Senator Berglund, to have governor on there? Because we did fund long-term homelessness in the House, but we didn't call it governor.
Well, you know,
put it on there. It's not a big problem. I guess I'm just curious if that's what you want.
You know, it is a governor's initiative, so I think we need to have it in the tracking as a governor's initiative. If you have additional language that you want to add to the item to clarify what the purpose is, I don't think we have any problem with that.
Fine. Thank you.
Sorry. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the Senator Berglund's proposal signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So we have adopted that offer.
I'm so glad we managed to get that straight and we've gotten that cleaned up. Now I think we could do the mental health article.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Berglund. Yes, me too. I'm very, very happy. yes, we are, I believe we can do the mental health housing in Article 5.
I'd like to get the amendments adopted so that article can be closed up and sent to the revisor's office. We had amendments that were on hold yesterday.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Mr. Chair and Senator Berglund, I know we need to get it closed. Them guys are writing it on not we can adopt the housing.
Well, we had basic language from the governor's bill that had to be adopted that was on hold.
Yes, and
if we could do that, and then we need to amend it, we can do amendments to it.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Berglund, as long as the House would be willing to do that, as long as it is very clear that an amendment before Article 5 can be closed needs to be done.
I understand that. We'll be happy to look at the amendment whenever it's ready, but I don't want to sit. I don't think it's a very good use of our time to sit around waiting for somebody to do an amendment.
Mr. Chair, then the House will not accept the amendment. They will not accept the provisions because the statement that you just said brings concern that if we are running late, which we are running late, moving this along, the concern once we have the amendment in there and the amendment is not acceptable as form, it may be overlooked and you may not want to accept the language. And so I would prefer they are working on an amendment to the amendment, and as frustrating as it is, I am not willing to accept that language.
Representative Walker, maybe I wasn't clear.
Yes.
I'm not trying to offend you here. I thought perhaps what we could do was to adopt the language that we put on hold, and then we could go to the amendment, and then we could resolve the amendment, and then we would close up the article. We're not closing up the article to send to the revisor's office until it's all done.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Walker.
Senator Berglund, as long as everyone understands that, because we will hold up other articles if need be.
So do we have, is there someone here that can direct us to those amendments that were put on hold? I think we're relying on your staff person this morning. Our staff person had a religious event this morning. Is she here?
Madam Chair, the House Research staff person who's most familiar with these amendments is not here. I think she's working on something at this point. I think she might be drafting an amendment. We can try to look for her if you want to pursue this right now.
Mr. Chan, if you could see if you could find her and get her in.
Okay. You know where she is? Okay.
There she goes.
Mr. Chairman, can I say
Senator
something?
Corrin.
You know, and I'm not trying to upset anybody, but there's a good chance that the governor might veto this bill. And it doesn't seem like there's any urgency to get this done. If we don't hurry up and get this done and get his input, if he's going to veto it, we're going to have to do another bill. I don't know if the House wants to go into special session, but I know the Senate certainly doesn't want to. But it just doesn't seem like there's any urgency, and I'm just a little concerned. You know, I'm not trying to upset anybody, but I think we got to...
So the suggestion that I had made, Mr. Chairman, if we could stay on track here and not get into a debate on what we're doing, was that we accept the amendments that had been put on hold that related to adopting the language that is needed in the mental health article in order to put the bill in the form that we need it so that the governor's language is in the bill. Then we can take the amendment and amend the language that we would have in front of us.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Mr. Chair, I know we don't need to get a debate, but I'm not going to let that go, Senator Corrin. Let's get something very clear. If you look at the proposals of that mental health coming out of the House position versus the Senate position, the House has come full circle. We actually have basically adopted the entire proposal coming out of the Senate. That is more than a compromise. We have been trying to be very accommodating, making sure, listening to the Senate's position and their concerns and wanting to accommodate the governor on this.
Yeah.
And so your statements of saying the House is trying to hold something up as we didn't want to do integrated care. And so we are being more than compromising by doing the integrated care because the governor wants to do it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if Representative Walker
Senator
wants to get into a
Corrin,
debate with me, I'd
debate.
Be glad to get into
debate
with
you. We can get into a debate
anytime.
Like
okay.
Please go through the chair, both sides. If you wish to make a comment, ask to be recognized, both of you, and go through the chair. Ms. Ayes, do you have the amendments from yesterday that relate to the mental health section?
I do, Mr. Chair. The one amendment I have as outstanding is the A-145 amendment about community support services.
So I would move the A-145 amendment.
Senator Berglund moves the A-145 amendment. Is there any discussion of that amendment?
Could we see, Mr. Chair?
It was distributed yesterday, so it should be in your homework file.
Any further discussion of the Senator? Well.
Motion to adopt the A-145 amendment.
Any discussion of the A-145 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? A-145 amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair, there is one amendment that was not distributed yesterday that I believe Representative Walker would like to offer today.
Okay. Could you distribute that now?
So I move the A-119 amendment, and I'd like to ask the department to come to the table. Mental health staff.
Mr. Allen, please identify yourself for the tape.
Chairman Huntley, my name is Don Allen. I'm with DHS, and I'm looking to see if I have a copy of the amendment.
Would someone bring it to him, please? Chairman?
Senator Berglund.
Chairman, Mr. Allen, is this amendment in any way going to cause any problems with the implementation of the program that you brought to the legislature?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Berglund, I do not believe so. The bill that was brought forward would implement case management changes no earlier than January 1st, 2009. It looks like that all the discussion should happen well in advance of that. In independent evaluation, the finances that are put in the proposal for evaluation were for an external quality review, so independent would be consistent with that.
Thank you.
Senator Berger.
And I'm ready to vote on the amendment.
Any further discussion of the A-119 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The A-119 amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker or Ms. Ayes?
Ms. Ayes.
I believe there's an oral amendment that Representative Walker would like to offer. I would like to read it off to the committee if that's acceptable.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Walker.
Thank you. Actually, the first amendment that we adopted was actually the amendment around the supportive housing for folks that didn't understand. This is the amendment that needed to have the amendment for the negotiations.
Which amendment are we amending orally?
119.
No, we're amending the language in the bill right now.
Get the article out.
So we are in Article 5 on page R4. This is Senate language that we're amending.
Which page?
R4.
Okay.
Line 157.11, after projects, before projects, insert up to three.
399.
Provides the commissioner can authorize up to three projects.
And this would be within the 40%.
Yes. The second amendment would be following line 157.8, insert C, and then the language, this appropriation shall expire at the end of 2010 unless approved by the legislature.
Ms. Aves, could you repeat that last one?
This appropriation shall expire at the end of 2010 unless approved by the legislature.
I'm just wondering if there's a way we can accomplish that without taking out of the base so that we have to find the money all over again if we like what happened. We don't have any fiscal staff up here, but right now. But would that be acceptable understanding when we get with them? Maybe it could be worded like it cannot be spent until it's authorized by the legislature, rather than saying it isn't in the base unless approved by the legislature.
Representative Walker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Berglund, wondering if it can be, instead of appropriation, either authority or policy so that the money, no matter what, stays there.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe if we could word it in a way that it says that the appropriation is not authorized to be expended unless approved by the legislature by 2010.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, perfect.
With those changes, then we accept the amendment, and I would move adoption of the oral language that Representative Walker's been working on.
Any discussion of the oral amendments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So the oral amendment of Representative Walker is adopted.
Thank you, Larry. Is there any other work that needs to be done in this article?
I believe that this section, if you want to close this article out, this section will need to be adopted by the committee as amended.
Then I would move that Article 5, as amended, be adopted by the committee and sent to the reviser's office.
Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we've adopted that section.
There, Mr. Chair, there are two remaining sections that we did not adopt yesterday that were related to Section 5. That is Section 13 and Section 19.
Section 5 is on what page of the side-by-side?
Section 5 begins on R3.
Page 7.
R30.
Oh, I was looking at the bill. I don't have the side-by-side in front of me.
Senate Section 5 is on page R3. Senator Berglund.
Well, I think this was part of the mental health bill, so I would move its adoption.
Senator Berglund moves adoption of Section 5 on R3. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Section 5 is adopted. Ms. Aves.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, Section 13 on page R13 is part of the Governor's Mental Health Initiative.
Section 13. I would move adoption of Section 13 in the House language. I mean the Senate language.
Senator Berglund moves adoption of Section 13 on page R13. Representative Walker, you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Berglund, I'm just trying to make sure. I think we adopted everything in the spreadsheet as it relates to the governor. I just want to make sure that that part was funded. I don't remember. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Any other discussion?
Okay.
Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting Section 13 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Section 13 on R13 is adopted.
So now I think we're done with that. One more.
Mr. Chair, Senator Berglund, the final section in this article is Section 19. That is on page R17.
Oh.
It's my understanding that's also part of the Governor's Mental Health Initiative that was funded.
Senator Berglund.
Section 17?
19. Oh, excuse me, Section 19, yes.
Section 19? I move adoption of Section 19.
Senator Berglund moves adoption of Section 19, which is on page R17. Any discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So we have adopted Section 19. Ms. Aves, is that the end of Article 5?
Mr. Chair, that is the end of Article 5.
Good. Then we can send it to the revisor's office.
And we'll now take a short recess.
I can go to sleep.
The craziness of a lot of
just refresh my memory.